If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
It's now or never, your last chance to enjoy a small city, big summer event in historic downtown Whiting. And they're all shook up about this one. Join them for another Whiting Cruise Night on Wednesday, August 19th from 5 to 9 p.m. along 119th Street for an evening full of fun, music, and, of course, classic cars. So classic that this cruise night will feature Elvis's very own lost car, owned by the King of Rock and Roll himself till 1991. Elvis's mysterious custom Cadillac will be on display at the corner of Oliver and 119th Street for all to see. It ain't nothing but a good time for the entire family to enjoy. For more information, visit discoverwhiting.com.
Between the shores of the Chicago skyline and the sights of Michigan, there's a small city celebrating a big summer. The city of Whiting invites you to join in on the fun. Our star-studded summer is packed with famous characters, superstar mascots, classic cars, and musical favorites. There is something for everyone. Whiting Lakefront Park is the perfect backdrop for your memories, and 119th Street eateries and shops for family fun all summer. Visit discoverwhiting.com for more details about the small city and big summer that await you in Whiting, Indiana.
MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer are teaming up. Now, when you use your MasterCard to dine out and pay for a meal of $10 or more, MasterCard will donate to Stand Up To Cancer up to $4 million, one precious cent at a time. So call up your friends and start making dinner plans. Because friends who sit together, stand together. MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer. Priceless. For more information, go to priceless.com/causes.
Applies to qualifying restaurant purchases made with U.S. MasterCards. PIN transactions ineligible. Stand Up To Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
You ever wonder why a week has 7 days? Well, Bar Louie does, and we're here to make all 7 days epic. Take Tuesdays. We think it's a great night for a burger. Give the humble dollar the respect it deserves when you trade it in for a burger. Then customize that bad boy to your heart's content. Hell, order up some fries and a cocktail, and your Tuesday night just got epic. Granted, it's not something for nothing, but it's pretty freaking close. Bar Louie, your week just got way better.
By any of the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores, where you'll find everyday low prices on the parts you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any auto parts store's price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fans, trust all of our shows and team of Bears experts to get you ready for the start of the season, along with Bears reports live from the practice field, breaking Bears news, and in-depth conversation with players and coaches, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Now that another year of the Crosstown Cup is in the books, the White Sox head out to Anaheim tonight to open a four-game series with the Angels, whom the Sox just swept last week. Carlos Rodon had the best outing of the year against the Angels on Tuesday. He'll be on the mound tonight to face Andrew Heaney. Chris Ranji has pregame at 8:30. Cubs didn't win the Crosstown Cup, but they have won 15 of 17 and have a comfortable 3.5-game lead on San Francisco for that second NL wildcard spot. They get the day off today before welcoming the Tigers to Wrigley Field tomorrow for a quick 2-game set. Jason Hamill and Anibal Sanchez will pitch in Game 1. The Cubs' name continues to be bandied about in connection with a possible trade for the Phillies' Chase Utley. And Brewers prospect David Dennison is making history today. He's the first openly gay player in affiliated team baseball. Dennison said his teammates made the decision to come out an easy one. Bears, meanwhile, have wrapped up training camp in Bourbonnais. They have the day off today before resuming practice at Hallis Hall tomorrow. Head coach John Fox says the team has made improvements in several areas.
Yeah, I think our mindset's a little tougher. I think some of the essences of football, I think, have been worked on as far as run defense and run offense. I think just knowledge of our systems has grown every time we've been out there. So, I think our tempo is something that was new to them. So those are things that I saw that we made strides in.
Bears will head to Indianapolis on Wednesday for a couple of joint practices with the Colts ahead of Saturday's preseason matchup. Alshon Jeffrey out for at least a week with a calf strain. And details are still trickling out of Buffalo in the Patrick Kane investigation. An off-duty police officer and lifelong friend of Kane said he drove Kane, a friend, and two women to Kane's home on the night one of those women alleges Kane raped her. The police officer wasn't present at the time of the alleged attack, but he takes issue with information that came out last week saying the victim was reluctant to go to Kane's residence. He said it was exactly the opposite, that the alleged victim urged Kane to take her to his home. And Major League Baseball is lifting some blackout restrictions on streaming games. Forbes' Maury Brown says that Fox-owned regional sports networks that air MLB games will make streaming games available to fans in those markets in 2016. This scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you at newmailmedical.com. And with 3,000 slot machines, over 60 tables, games, award-winning dining, and luxurious accommodations for gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure, Four Winds Casinos escape the everyday. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, Julie DeCaro. Julie had our updates all day long. Yeah. Brian Gertz does a video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Jay Zawoski had the day off, so Nick Shepkowski was a man of many, many things today. Great job, Shep. Thank you to Kevin Zipak. Stuck around a little longer than usual to help out, and then Brendan McCaffrey helped clean up some of the detritus of our lives over the past hour and a half. Thank you to our guest, Sahadev Sharma.
Detritus of our lives.
Is that what he did?
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah.
I think you need more than one man to do that.
That's probably true. Yeah. Thank you to Sahadev Sharma from BP Wrigleyville. Talk some Cubs with him. And Rich Campbell from the Tribune about the Kevin White thing and about the sleep person, the scientist that they have in to help the Bears with
specialists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the NBA's been doing it for a while now.
Long time.
The Bears are on it now.
Just listen to this show.
Just put them to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
All of us.
Yeah.
The show's so deep, it puts your ass to sleep.
That's right. You don't need any help. Just listen to this.
Show naps.
Everything's
we got something
nice
special for him today. I'm sure
it's
we
that
do.
Time now. Yeah? It's O'Shea Jackson Jr. now. You got to make it generational.
Yeah. Ice Cube, actually, he was on, I believe he was on Sway in the Morning on Sirius. He said something to the fact of, yeah, I was walking through the mall, and a girl said, "It's Cube's dad." And I'm like, awesome. Wait a minute. No, it's the other way around. So, yeah, they look just like in the
great
movie, apparently, too.
Really?
$55 million first weekend.
It's pretty good.
Reviews are eh.
I haven't seen a bad review for it.
Michael Phillips said it's okay. It's just a little too safe, a little too protective.
What I heard is that it whitewashes some of the misogyny issues and some of the other things that were going on.
It's the same reason the Queen movie it didn't get made. The one that was supposed to be this unbelievable Sacha Baron Cohen as Freddie Mercury.
Tell the real story, right?
And the whoever's in charge of Freddie Mercury's estate did not want a warts and all biopic. It wanted to be a more hagiographical treatment, and all the creative people said, no, not doing it, which sucks for us because that would be
Regina Rice isn't in charge of that.
Freddie Mercury just stayed his car out.
She's got Freddie Mercury too. You kidding me?
Yeah, she sold his Mercury.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that just happened.
And there was only $16,000.
Uh-huh,
everybody's got $16,000.
Those two beautiful voices belong to Dan Bernstein and Terry Bores. They will take you up until 6 o'clock.
After Tom Ricketts paid for his funeral.
Hello, Mr. Ricketts, Freddie Mercury,
fellas, how are you?
Saturday, I'm at the Lobster Fest in at Navy Pier. And
well, you're a man of the people, wow, aren't you?
Well, it
better go to the sausage too fest.
Many people. Depends on you did that at night.
That's every day around here. Right. He works sausage at a sausage fest.
About 8:30.
Then he goes to lobster fest.
I hate you guys. About 8:30, he heads over there.
I'm sitting there, and then we're in the grand ballroom. I'm eating the lobster roll. I got the, you know, the lobster tacos.
Do the
things.
Lobster roll.
Wow. Wait, come on, man. A day in the life. Go ahead.
God, I forgot how stupid you
are. Lobster tacos. Lobster roll.
So I'm sitting there and I'm listening to the band, the live band playing. All of a sudden, the notifications start to blow up on my Twitter, and I find out that Kevin White has no legs.
Yep. This is true.
When you guys found
you said it right
out,
away.
I don't know
right
how.
Right on it. Right away, the first day on him.
Yeah. Yep.
On
the first
it.
Day we were out there together at Bourbonnais, Speaks and I was worried.
On it.
And I got walked back to reasonable worry because you don't want to be the guy about everything.
Well, but, I never got walked back to anything.
No, the very first day in public, we said, you're lying. Stop lying.
You're lying.
And they got so many chances.
They don't want to.
So many chances to say the right thing. Just say he's out indefinitely.
Yep.
Say we know what we know, and we're going to see if this thing heals the right way. Say he's out indefinitely.
Is there a cost for more than the media's upsetment? Is there a cost for the fan? What is the legit cost for them having blown this in terms of the skepticism and now cynicism
Very
of
little.
An entire media?
Very little. I really don't think there's that much at stake. It just, for me, I remain bothered by the unchallenged assumption that it matters that injury news affects winning or losing.
Well, see, I'm bothered by their choice to make this so cloak and dagger in freaking July.
Unnecessarily so.
Unnecessarily right. so. So I
what
know,
competitive disadvantage exists in there, the middle of August?
There, it's a guy there that is no one has any tape on. It's a rookie.
Well, it's also clear who's running the team.
And that's
also
why
very clear.
Fox is leading this guy around by the nostrils.
I kept asking about the relationship between those two. Like, you've got a first time guy and a guy who will tell you that he's been doing this for three decades now. And when we were asking the question, when Lawrence and I were sitting down there at Bourbonnais with him, and I asked Ryan Pace a question, and he started to answer, and then he pointed to John, and John finished the answer. And I'm like, oh, okay. This is how, because I asked him about the relationship between a first year general manager and a coach who's, you know, and that was when he said, you know, you can call me old if you want, because I was trying to figure out how to call him
right,
the veteran guy without calling him
but
old.
But he deferred, Ryan deferred. Huh?
Exactly. So, you know, and when Ryan when Ryan Pace was asked about the competitive disadvantage that they were talking about, it felt like he didn't have a script. Like, that was when he started to do the whole.
I mean, he had a script the entire time. It was just the same script. And then, all we got to do is give you a body part. That's all we got to do is give you. Everybody, you know, okay.
Yeah, right, so just because Bill Belichick does it doesn't mean that's why his team is good.
Exactly.
It so happens he's got an all-time great quarterback, and he's drafted and developed brilliantly, and he's a savant when it comes to game planning. But just because he's associated with this kind of behavior, there's an assumption that it's causal.
It's not, though.
All along, there were things we could have inferred from...
now you're fishing. You know,
put your fur away.
Kill him before the show.
Put your fur away.
That's his trash.
I mean,
it is my. Thank you. It's a burden.
He has to do it. You know what somebody's got to do it.
It's a burden.
I think Terry's stash is trash.
See, there it is. You guys both have one of those things that you have to do every time.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's too bad.
Yeah. Yar.
Well, really what it is, you know, from the fan perspective, aside from like the information and the flow of it and everything, you lost a shiny toy. Like, we were really good. I was looking forward to Julio Jones-esque physical talent. My God, let's watch that all year.
Yeah, now
see how good
Jeffries
it can be.
Half dead, too. I mean, who knows? This guy's probably an iron lung.
Could be a leg missing with him. Well, he's in a cast. What?
Wait a minute. Let me he's on crutches. He's in a boot, but that's only to immobilize it. Well, why else did you wear
that? I don't believe that either.
Crutches and a boot. Hey, Terry, so you walking back that 8? Are you still you're allowed to walk back predictions.
My guy is gone.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
The only reason to watch the damn Bears is gone.
That's what I'm saying. When you get new information, you're allowed to walk back certain things. You walking back that 8?
I'm walking it back to 2.
There you have it.
That's a pretty deep walk.
That's a long walk. If you're in a war.
That's wins against replacement.
Guys worth the 6, huh? Yeah. Kevin White worth the 6.
I think 6 is probably generous, but that could be.
I'm more troubled by the fact that their defense is slow as hell.
That now they're changing people.
They're so slow.
They don't have playmakers. They don't have a lot of playmakers on that side of the ball.
Because they're too slow.
I mean, Brock Vereen isn't slow. He just has no play recognition, and he can't tackle. But other than that,
he's
kind
of slow.
Brock Freeney's not slow.
Well, he's slow to be where he's supposed to be, whether it's physical or mental.
His head is slow.
Well, something is slow. The processor is slow.
Slower
is different than slow. He's not there when he's supposed to be there.
You know, well, this is what's going to make it difficult for me and maybe for some others. The best player, the guy with the highest ceiling on this team is a guard. I mean, that's the best player. That is the star of your team. Mm-hmm. It is the guy who, like, he's been getting by on without some of the, like, learned techniques and mastery.
He even said
of,
he's not as good as a fundamental guard as he needs to be.
You're going to see some of that starting to be added in this year. I had a great conversation with him.
Let's watch a guard.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, let's all gather around with Tom Thayer and watch guard tape.
It's gonna be a tough year.
Well, the good news is the Cubs will carry you all the way through the end of September and into October, and who knows how far.
Free Pedro Strop. Come on, man.
Oh, that was fun as hell.
You know, the only rules I have, don't celebrate a sack when you're down 20. You know, just know the score, know the situation.
Don't Lamar yourself.
And just whether you get hurt or not.
He'd do it again, though.
I don't like a team that's 10 games under 500 having some sort of I'm on base mechanic, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, Melky Cabrera does that every time he gets to first base. Ed Farmer, I don't know if he has a problem with that.
A big moment, a big game after somebody else taunted you. If you're going to do it, don't yell in your glove.
No, do it
you
right know, at him.
Don't half-ass it. Don't say, oh, yeah, look at me, and then cover your face. Go ahead, man.
I don't even have a problem with a team 10 games under 500 stirring the pot. Well, do you, man.
Yeah, but
live happy.
That's kind of lame, though.
Yeah, well, whatever. If it's real for
happy.
Them.
It was lame. Whoa, name, yeah.
Live happy. That's what we used to do. We had that name once for the show.
Live happy.
Live happy. We had that.
That's it didn't slogan. Last.
That lasted four minutes.
One segment.
You didn't make it a whole segment.
That was the food segment. That was cool.
No, that was great. And Adam Eaton spoke some sense about it. And even Alexei was like,
Adam Eaton. What? Dude, don't be running over. He's calling the ball, and then he's standing in front of me. He's like, I got it.
Then
he still leaves him standing, and the ball lands together at Cabrera's feet.
I got it. What are you doing?
What is he, like, Cabrera's salt?
Is it high anxiety, right?
Oh, Ron Moody?
I got it. I ain't got it. He's standing there, you're calling for a ball you can't see.
They just go all socks on you. You don't have to wait long. Here he comes.
So there are two questions about Jeff Samardzija. Number one, is he going to get the 5 years at 85 that he turned down?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, not the big number.
You don't think
he's going to get a hundo?
That's a hundo? He wants a hundo.
All it takes are two bidders.
Yeah. I think he still might get his hundo. Do you make the qualifying offer if you're the White Sox?
Isn't he going to turn it down anyway?
Yeah, you have to to get the
you
draft
You have to get the draft pick.
Yeah.
But he might say yes.
Nobody's ever accepted it anyway.
What if he says yes? A couple people have.
So it's 14 million, then it's
part. 16, it'll be about 15 or 16.
It's part of the three-year plan.
If he says yes, then your starting five for next year is locked and loaded.
Too much plate.
Locked, maybe.
Maybe not loaded.
I don't think the Sox are. Yeah, they'll do that, but they're not interested long-term. They're not going to offer him a big deal.
But I think they'll make the qualifying offer.
Yeah, if you're
Samardzija, you don't want them to because you don't want to, your bidders are going to get lessened because they have to give up the draft pick.
I think everybody's assuming that that's how it's going to work.
I think so, but it's just that this is the year where he has his value. He did a 3-year bet on himself, and this year it's blown up in his face. Finally is.
These last three starts have not been good.
Is that supported by the peripherals?
Yes. Okay. Ground ball rate's lower. K rate is much lower. Yeah. Swing and miss rate is lower. Yeah. Too much plate, Terry.
Too much plate.
And
he's wild in the strike zone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's some people around the team that believe that once all the hysteria of the Indians and the Red Sox series subsided and he wasn't traded, that he's one of those guys that needs to be in those situations where he's always on edge and they always pitching for something and he maybe isn't pitching with the same
purpose. You know, I was told there was nobody jonesing for him anyway. It's not like, oh boy, they passed up a great opportunity. There was nobody really.
You believe nobody was asking
for
him,
though?
Yeah, I do. I can't.
And his pitching.
Not like Castro low level of interest. Yeah. I mean, not like, hey, we got this guy.
Maybe they didn't give you what you wanted back.
Not moving the meters very much to make it worth the White Sox while. I wouldn't pay him.
$100 million.
Oh, God, no.
Somebody's going to get that man $100 million. Somebody's going to get him
$100
million.
He's 30, though,
right? Yeah, he's 30, but he doesn't have a lot of miles on him. The arm is still there. Mm-hmm. The MPH is still there.
It's going to be one pitching coach that says, I can do something with him, make him an ace.
But he also, you know, he's going to go out there and eat innings for you. You know, I think he'll do better than the 585, but he won't get the 125, the 150.
I'm not going to go up to 125, 150 with him. This segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Boys, what you got coming up?
Well, we've got Len Casper, got Zach Zaidman, second half, some surprises, some giveaways. I also wanted to respond to your stuff about James Harrison. You had a really good caller very close to the end of the show. The most important thing is, it's sort of a straw man thing about the parents of guys like Harrison kind of grandstanding how mad they are about participation trophies. The kids know. They all know. Yeah. I'm going on 7 years now of organized sports and trophies and trophies. They know who's good. They know who's bad. Mm-hmm. They know who's earned what. They know, and you watch how they arrange them on the dresser at home. Yeah. And the participation crap, they'll throw it in a drawer. They'll throw it in the back of a closet. They know what they've earned. They know what matters. Mm-hmm. And they, when they sit on the bench, they're ranking everybody.
And if they don't know, it's your job to give them context. It's your job to give them context. If they ask.
If they ask. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to say, hey, this is worthless and you're weak and I'm getting rid of this. But they're so much smarter and so much more aware than you think they are, that they've already processed all this. Yep. And you can see by how they respond to the hockey medal that they got for finishing last in the Dells. And there's a reason. It's literally on the floor in the back of a closet.
Or ribbon sometimes, too, you get for being last. Like a participation ribbon some people give, too. I mean, Real Sports did it. And they had the actual professionals from both sides looking at it.
And they did. I'm told they did like a brain study on what it actually means as you get older.
They did.
When you get the constant participation trophies.
That's right. What I got, participation.
Yeah, I didn't get anything.
I get one.
Nobody loved me.
Well, wait a minute. You're a go-up-and-get it guy. What do you mean you didn't get anything?
Nobody loved me.
I get one for making it through transition.
See, so. I don't even like really the idea of trophies anymore. And one thing that's terrific is the baseball league where my kid plays, only the champion gets a trophy. Everybody else gets a T-shirt. The same, and it's great because it's one less T-shirt you have to buy.
There it is.
It's an actual practical thing.
The Bernstein way of thinking things.
What are you going to do with a piece of Chinese plastic crap sitting on a dresser?
# Jew. All right, guys, have a great show.
I can't say that.
I can.
You can think that. Yes, I'm allowed.